For Jada Gray Eagle, it is time to fix the outdated narratives Indigenous people are burdened with today. She does this through photojournalism.
A large portion of how we are represented through photography is through old black and white sepia toned photographs of our ancestors from the 1800s. That's really concerning to me because so much of our narrative is that we are no longer here, that we were dead, that we didn't survive genocide.
Gray Eagle believes there's a distrust of the media within minority communities, largely due to the unfair narratives they push without accurate representation.
I feel like advantageous because I understand that. I've experienced that. A large part of the newsrooms in the Minnesota area are mainly white and they're mainly men, and that's starting to be not the true representation of the Twin Cities.
Though her primary focus is on the Indigenous community, working for the Sahan Journal sparks the ambition to promote the standard of diversity for all communities of color.
The newsroom that I work for, we don't just cover Indigenous stories, we cover all communities of color. And so to be able to be in that space as an Indigenous woman and to tell, you know, Somali stories, Hmong stories, I want that to be the new standard. That's my ultimate dream, is that it shouldn't be amazing that I am an Indigenous woman and like my name is on these photographs. It should just be the standard.
The growing diversity in the Twin Cities calls for media companies to expand their newsrooms.
That's not represented in news, and it's not represented in most things. And so I feel like when you start to think about who your reporters are and think about who it is that you're hiring, I think that that can help heal a lot of that distrust, and that can help further journalism.
It's time to change the narrative surrounding Indigenous people. Reporting for 360 News and NPR, I'm Paul Malloy.
And I'm Guinevere Vang.